from the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Well, welcome to Saturday night. It's great to have you with us, Kevin McCullough. Of course, a joy to be with you every Saturday night as we are on some 300 radio stations and 66 million TV households with our great partners at places like Salem Media, GCN, CRN, Digital Talk, the Biz TV Television Network, of course, Biz Talk Radio, the sister radio network of that same great operation. And we just couldn't be happier than to welcome you in on a beautiful fall, autumn evening in New York. And as we go through the evening, we have got some really special stuff to get to. Nick, let's go to the big board. We've got an all-star show tonight. The mayor, America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani, who has had all of the information that they have had on the Hunter Biden laptop. He's the only other person besides the FBI that has a copy of the hard drive from the laptop. He will sit with us exclusively tonight and tell us exactly he'll settle the controversies as it surrounds the emails and the data contained on that laptop. Now we've got a lot of other stuff to get to as well. In the ladies' lounge, Kristen B. Tate's going to be with us, and then a little bit later, Aaron Perini is going to be here as well. And look forward to both of those ladies sharing with us their insights, particularly on the debate. How did it go down this week? Did people feel satisfied with the president's performance? Did he do a good enough job to kind of recover what he was looking for by way of a comeback regarding the suburban moms and the demographics that he was hoping to do better in, et cetera? We will break all that down with Kristen B. Tate, columnist, author, contributor to The Hill, and now a Robert Novak Media Fellow. I love saying that about Kristen B. Tate, partly because I wrote one of the recommendations that let her get that. So let's get to a lot of interesting stuff first. This last week on Twitter and on social media, and if you don't follow me, by the way, it's at KMC Radio. That's my handle on Twitter, Instagram, and Parler. Any one of those three at KMC Radio, you're going to find me. Now, Facebook's a little bit different. You got to go to facebook.com/, and then it's just KMC01. I don't know why I didn't do KMC Radio there. Maybe it was already taken. I'm not sure. Anyway, I did release my latest map for the election and what's going to happen, and a lot of people were very interested. I wanted to give you a little bit more info on that tonight, by the way. This is where we're at for the coming election. For what I've got at this moment, I've got Trump with 328, Biden 205, and here's kind of the breakdown of how I think he's going to do it. The president, actually, if you look at all the red states that he's got here, there's actually, in the dark red, there are actually two states that he did not win in 2016 in the dark red. And I think that he's going to do very, very well. But if he doesn't win all the states he won in 2016, but he wins the ones I've got identified here, he will come away with 279 just with the dark red states. 328 if he takes all of the red. And I've got some other surprises on here. I've got Oregon as light blue. People are saying, well, what's going on there? Well, they've had a lot of riots in Portland since the race controversies and the breakdown and so forth. A lot of dissatisfaction with the mayor and the how that was all handled, the defund police stuff, all that kind of crazy stuff kind of leading into some of these calculations. Even California and New York are lighter blue than normal. And let me explain why. I have talked to pollsters inside both camps the Biden internal pollster tells me the same thing that the Trump internal pollster tells me. And that tells me something pretty interesting, that the data that they're seeing, and the internal pollsters purposefully try to make their data the most honest to the actual outcomes, because they don't publish the internal polls. They use those for internal decisions, where to place ad buys, all the rest. I've had sources in both camps tell me the exact same thing. And what that says to me is that what we think is happening on the ground is actually happening. And what both camps are showing me is very close to what my map is saying, that the president is doing quite well in these dark red areas, and he's probably going to win more than that. And if he does, he will win more Electoral College votes than he did in 2016. That's something I've been predicting, actually, since going back to November of this year, or February of this year. So let me finish this thought, though. California and New York both have very, very frustrated populations. They have angry citizens that are so mad at their governors taking their rights away. And so what I am hearing is that in the suburban and rural areas, even in New York and California, the support for the president is at record levels. Now, I don't think that offsets the kind of rigged vote that the Democratic machine will try to produce in LA County, in San Francisco, in Oakland, much more densely populated areas, and a lot of get out the vote, ballot harvesting kind of chicanery that's going to go on. Because of that, I don't have California or New York as even possibilities for the president to win. But if he does well there, that could sway congressional seats. And if we can get 5 seats in California to go back to the Republicans, and if you can get another 4 to 5 out of New York and New Jersey, you will have the basis for the rest of the country to only need to flip about 7 or 8 seats for the Republicans to regain control of the House and give the president something that no modern era president has had, no modern era Republican president has had, and that is a united House and Senate at the start of the second term, which could then be a very powerful thing, because you have 4 years to get a lot of stuff done before people are up for, you know, having to leave because of term limits and stuff, like the president. So that's where we're at tonight. I think that Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan are actually all going to go for the president. A lot of people are not so high on Minnesota. I do give it probably the least chance in the Midwest to flip, but he was only 3,000 votes short in 2016, and I don't think he's going to be, if he does lose, I don't think he's going to lose it by much. I actually think he has a good shot at pulling it off. Wisconsin, I think, is going to go back to the president's column. Michigan and Pennsylvania and Ohio, this last debate was just a killer for the president, because when you're talking about specifically fracking and energy production, Pennsylvania right here has a huge need to see those jobs not go anywhere. And that is the kind of crux of the issue for Joe Biden in the Rust Belt. Hillary ignored them. Joe Biden is playing games with them. And I don't think that the voters of Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, I don't think that those voters that are doing those production jobs, that are on factory assembly lines, that are working in coal mines, that are working in the fracking industry, that are working in domestic energy, I don't think that those people are really going to want to see their livelihoods be made a mockery of. And that's basically more or less the way Joe Biden has treated them in recent days. So anyway, that's a little bit of where we're at. And I just wanted to bring that to the table tonight. Now, we've got a lot more to get to. In fact, put Lady Liberty back up here. This is where she belongs. I felt bad about taking her off the table, because she is, in fact, the model. She's in fact the model of what we want, right? Lady Liberty, right there. Anyway, so long story short, we've got a lot to get to. We're going to break down the debate performance from this week. Kristen B. Tate will be with me in the second hour to help break that down. But coming up next, we have got a one-on-one sit down with America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani, who single-handedly
has taken the data from the Hunter Biden laptop, because he has a copy of that hard drive legally obtained, and he has revealed things that has now forced the American media to actually take a look at it. That's incredible. And he knows more than anybody else. He joins me next to break it all down. You do not want to miss this. Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. We've also got good news on our Christmas operation with CSI. Going to give you an update on that. Kristen B. Tate in the Ladies Lounge. We'll go on the campaign trail with Aaron Perini before we're done. And then a very, interesting question. Why is old Joe so angry these days? Why is old Joe so angry these days? In his own words, we'll get to that before we're done. Kevin McCullough, don't go anywhere. Glad you're with us. It is Radio Night Live.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island, run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore, and I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back, and it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have I told you what a great night's sleep you can get by sleeping on a MyPillow? It's really true. It's changed my life for a number of years now. And ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. I don't have to fold my pillows in half and stack them up on top of each other and do all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because MyPillow will conform to the shape that I want it to, and it'll stay cool all night and keep that shape, and come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Is your pillow warranted for 10 years? I didn't think so. Well, right now, if you call MyPillow and you use my promo code, you're going to get the best offer that's ever been granted on radio or television. $69.98, that's $34.99 per pillow. That's all it costs. $69.98, two premiums, $34.99 each. Never seen this offer before. He called the show just to tell us what it was. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Again, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC, or online at MyPillow.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm very, very athletic. I play ice hockey 2 or 3 days a week. You know, I'm in good shape for my age. You know, I keep up with the young kids, but, you know, I get tired, muscles get sore, I'm achy. So I noticed just by taking this product for a month, I'm not as tired as I used to be or fatigued. Muscles feel good. I feel like my stamina is better than it was. I just feel better than I did, and I wasn't really complaining before.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
All right, Calvin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Every now and then when I am assisting John Catsimatidis with his weekly broadcast, I get to run into my next guest over in the halls of WABC Radio here in New York. He's so busy, not just doing his podcast and his radio work himself, but he's also been, making some things public that I think we the people have had the right to know. And he's here to discuss some of that. Former Mayor Rudy Giuliani, of course, America's mayor on duty when 9/11 and the world tore apart. But Mayor, welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio. Always a pleasure to have you, sir.
Well, thank you very, very much. Pleasure to be with you.
Let's talk about the laptop. There seems to be some confusion about the contents on it and the actual, chain of command in terms of who got it handed off to who, et cetera. Can you clear that up for us?
Yeah, it's really simple. This is definitely his hard drive. There's no question about it. There's nothing Russian. There's no Russian derivation here. This is not Russian information. That's a complete usual Democrat shift lie.
Right.
He gets to tell, and the media does nothing about it because they suck up to the Democratic Party. This comes from Hunter Biden. I can verify it in 10 different ways, not the least of which is neither Hunter Biden nor Joe Biden have disputed a single thing that we put out on it.
That's the most compelling thing to me.
Yeah. Also, I have his signature on a receipt for it. I can compare it to about 10 things that only Hunter Biden would know. And I have independent witnesses now who are off the record who can identify it if we ever have to put it in court. So they can waste all the time they want. That it isn't his. It is his. It reveals a massive criminal conspiracy. It is not conflict of interest. It's straight out and out bribery. It's been going on for 30 years. And Hunter Biden, I would say, is more like a victim of his father than anything else.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
The bad player here is Joe Biden. He's not just a bad man. He's a bad father. And it's disgraceful that he's even thinking of running for the presidency. Hunter describes in his own words, in a text, probably the most important text in here, that for 30 years, he's been collecting money for Pop. He's got to pay a lot of the family expenses out of that money. And then he's got to kick half of it back to Pop. That's in his words, in a text, to his half-sister, not my words, his.
Right.
And everything else in here corroborates that.
Mayor,
so I've been
the
able
timeline...
to go through about five deals, and that would have, so far they're up to about $30 to $40 million that they got that way. And it looks like they've been doing it, you know, for much smaller amounts with Brother James Biden back when he was a senator, and James Biden was a lobbyist, and James Biden would get the money. Joe would do what he needed to do for the client, and the Biden brothers would whack up the cash.
Mayor Giuliani is who we're speaking with.
Democrat corruption scheme in which he used a bag man. The despicable thing is that Joe Biden used his son, who has a problem with drug addiction, as the bag man and made that drug addiction considerably worse by the unbelievably ridiculous corrupt situations that Senator and then Vice President Biden put his drug addicted son. So that, I don't know, I guess God takes care of that. But for all the bribery he did, he should go to jail.
Mayor, I need to ask you this question because I want my listeners to be clear on this. Does the laptop reveal the timeline of when these deals went down? And can we verify whether or not he held office while conducting them?
Well, some of them he did, some of them he did. The Ukraine timeline, he held office. He got a bribe from Mykola Zloshevsky. The bribe was in the nature of of money that was given to Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden had a no-show job. He did almost nothing for it. And Hunter, according to Hunter, Hunter had to give half of that to his father. And his father then intervened and helped to get a case, got a case dismissed involving not just Hunter Biden, but Mykola Zloshevsky, who is one of the biggest criminals in the Ukraine, who stole over $5 billion from the Ukrainian government. And because of the bribes that he paid to Biden and to President Poroshenko, has been able to keep the money and to keep the money.
Right.
That's the Ukraine bribe. That's while he was vice president. Also, when he was vice president, he took his son to China. He was supposed to negotiate for the U.S. to have China remove its military from the islands they disputed with Japan. He was supposed to get them to reduce tariffs. Joe failed in his mission, as he always did, for the U.S. But Hunter, a month later, got a $1 billion commitment from the Bank of China, eventually $1.5 billion. Bank of China became the partner of Hunter Biden, which is extraordinary. And the other partners were the stepson of the vice president, John Kerry, and the nephew of Whitey Bulger, who is one of the most notorious organized criminals in the United States.
Right.
I'm not kidding. He was the head of Thornhill. Thornhill is the third partner. So here's the partnership we have. The son of the vice president, the stepson of the secretary of state, the nephew of one of the biggest organized criminals in the United States, and China. So while Joe Biden was negotiating for us and losing to China, his family was making millions from China. That's while he was vice president. That is a despicable sellout of the United States of America.
Well, and I want my listeners to be very clear. The Bank of China is the it's like our the equivalent of our federal treasury. It's a part of the Chinese government. That means, Mayor, if we connect the dots, and I'm just trying to be clear for my listeners. I'm not trying to trick anybody. This means that he took Communist Chinese Party's money while selling out the U.S. on foreign policy, or not getting the job done, rather, on foreign policy.
Well, I mean, you know, but everybody assumed he didn't get the job done because he never got the job done. It's stupid. I mean, Gates said it best. It was the Secretary of Defense in the Obama administration. Joe Biden has never been right on any matter of foreign policy. That's
right.
Why the debate tomorrow night, they don't want to cover national security, because the reporter doing the debate is a Democrat. Her father is a million dollar, maybe a $50,000 contributor to Obama, $10,000 contributor to Biden. She's a very, very extreme liberal Democrat, and she's doing the debate. And she leaves national security and foreign policy out of it. Because if Joe Biden had to debate foreign policy, Trump would ask him one question: tell me one you got right.
Yeah.
He's been wrong on everything. And he failed in every negotiation he ever did for the United States. But what we never knew was, when he was failing, his family was making millions. He failed in Iraq to get a status of forces agreement. And his brother James, who's a big crook, got a one-third partnership in a $1.5 billion housing contract for Iraq.
Hmm.
He failed in Ukraine to stop the Russians because he wouldn't give them arms. And he made $14 million for the family. And he failed in China, and he's still making millions from China.
More with Mayor Rudy Giuliani on the explosive topic of the Hunter Biden laptop when Kevin McCullough and Radio Night Live returns live from New York. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about it for the longest time. The market goes up, the market goes down, the economy kind of wiggles around. Yes, we're doing better. Yes, it's pretty good days that we're in. But did you know that if something took a turn for the worse, that right now it is legal in this country, right this very second, for the government to reach into your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts, saving accounts, checking accounts, etc., and take money out and leave it instead an IOU? That's called the bail-in. Get the facts by reading about the coming bail-in when you call and get a free copy of the Landmark Capital's exclusive white paper on the coming bail-in. See how all this was set up to manage the out-of-control national debt? Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, they can't touch your precious metals, and you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today, 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have I told you what a great night's sleep you can get by sleeping on a MyPillow? It's really true. It's changed my life for a number of years now. And ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. I don't have to fold my pillows in half and stack them up on top of each other and do all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because MyPillow will conform to the shape that I want it to, and it'll stay cool all night and keep that shape and come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Is your pillow warranted for 10 years? I didn't think so. Well, right now, if you call MyPillow and you use my promo code, you're going to get the best offer that's ever been granted on radio or television. $69.98, that's $34.99 per pillow. That's all it costs. $69.98, two premiums, $34.99 each. Never seen this offer before. He called the show just to tell us what it was. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Again, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC, or online at MyPillow.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Shopping for an engagement ring can be very stressful. You want a unique ring at a great price. The big jewelry stores try to sell you what they have in stock. Others try to upsell you till it's way over your budget. Disappointment inevitably sets in, and you end up settling for a ring that you're not totally satisfied with. Friends, that's why I urge every one of you, my friends, my listeners, even my family, to visit Lord's Diamonds and see my very good friend Anu. You see, Anu is different. She takes great pride in working with her clients' budget, finding the right diamond, and creating a unique engagement ring that the bride cherishes forever. There is no comparison. Honesty, integrity, good Christian values. This is what Anu and Lord's Diamonds are all about. It's the height of wedding and engagement season. Don't settle. Buy a ring everyone will admire. And if you mention Kevin McCullough, you're going to get an additional $500 off the price of wedding bands. To set up an appointment, call 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500. Or online at Lord's Diamond. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about it for the longest time. The market goes up, the market goes down, the economy kind of wiggles around. Yes, we're doing better. Yes, it's pretty good days that we're in. But did you know that if something took a turn for the worse, that right now it is legal in this country, right this very second, for the government to reach into your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts, saving accounts, checking accounts, etc., and take money out and leave it instead an IOU? That's called the bail-in. Get the facts by reading about the coming bail-in when you call and get a free copy of the Landmark Capital's exclusive white paper on the coming bail-in. See how all this was set up to manage the out-of-control national debt? Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, they can't touch your precious metals, and you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today, 844-604-2575. Welcome back. It's Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We're speaking with Mayor Rudolph Giuliani about the topic of the week, the Biden laptop. And during the break, Mayor, you were saying that big guy rumor is actually true.
If you look at the distribution of the equity, there's 10% that's going to be given to Hunter in addition to hold for the big guy. So now we have to figure out who is the big guy. So if you go a couple of emails later, Hunter is ordering keys for the new office that the Bidens are going to have with the Chinese communists. I mean, this is crazy. Mm. And the new office keys, the first key is for Joe Biden. And the second key is for Jill Biden. And then the third key is for James. So you tell me who the big guy is. Just in case you need any more help, there's an anonymous source now who's come forward, who was part of that deal, who has identified the big guy as Joe Biden. The anonymous source, I believe, within the next 2 days will become not anonymous.
Yeah, and again, we're speaking with Rudy Giuliani, who knows the ins and outs of this case better than anyone else. Mayor, let me ask you this, because before you were a politician, you were a prosecutor, and a very good one. And with the amount of wrongdoing that appears to be associated with this, what is the reasonable expectation if the FBI knows that these crimes, that there's evidence of these crimes on that laptop, what's the reasonable expectation that we take prosecutorial action here?
Well, I mean, there's going to have to be prosecutorial action. I don't know. I don't know if you can get it done between now and Election Day. But these facts don't go away unless you burn them or you kill the people who have them. They did set up an iron curtain, an unbelievable iron curtain, unprecedented in the United States, so that the New York Post story that revealed a good deal of this could not get out.
Right.
I'm talking about a real iron curtain. They didn't publish it in any meaningful sense in the Times, the Washington Post. They didn't cover it really on NBC, CBS, ABC, MSNBC, CNN. And then, of course, Twitter and Facebook took it down. So they set up, like the communists used to have, they set up an iron curtain to block the disclosure of free speech. Now, they have covered every slimy article about Trump and ones they made up. They just put out an article about Trump's tax returns. The tax returns they had were stolen, and they didn't even have a source. They didn't even have an unnamed source. Here, they have three sources, and they have documents. And it's and the Bidens are not denying it. Now,
right,
I'm going to tell you why they don't publish it. They don't publish it because if the American people got to really see this, he would not only not be elected, they probably demanded he get off the ticket.
Well,
you can't have a criminal of this magnitude running for president.
Mayor, there's still time, and obviously he called the lid on Sunday night to prevent having to talk to the media until Thursday night's debate. My hunch is that they're literally at their wits' end in terms of knowing how to respond and what to say.
They've always gotten away with it by lying, I'll tell you, and the press has accepted every absurd lie he's ever told. Mike, I never knew what my son did overseas.
Yeah.
I mean, how could you believe that?
Right.
Well, of course, now the first thing that came out, I think that got through, is the meetings that he had with the Ukrainian people.
Yes.
In which he found out everything that his son was doing. But not only did he know what his son was doing overseas, he orchestrated it. His son is a bad man. He's a criminal. His son is collateral damage. And the way he handled his son's drug addiction is a sin. It could be worse in a personal sense than anything he did, you know, in terms of crimes. Because as a father, I find what he did disgusting, and I have no respect for this man. I mean, I respected some of the criminals I put in jail. They were good fathers in some cases. This man took his son's drug problem and exponentially increased it by putting this kind of pressure on him. I know something about drug rehabilitation therapy because I used to be a head of the narcotics section
right.
in the U.S. Attorney's Office, and I probably prosecuted more drug cases than ever. But unlike Joe Biden, I never put anybody with marijuana in jail. I mean, his bill involved mass incarceration of African-Americans and others. Meanwhile, right next to him, he had a drug-addicted son who was doing exactly the same thing, but not going to jail for it.
Well,
what kind of phony hypocrite does that?
And evidently, according to what you've seen, was making it worse. Mayor, let me ask you this. The idea that, we have Andy McCarthy on the show a lot, and he says, Kev, a lot of times in government, when the choice is between, malfeasance or negligence, it's safe to assume negligence. Where is the laptop currently? Who has possession of it? And how do we know that something bad's not going to happen to it?
Laptop. I have a full copy of the hard drive that contains everything in the laptop, I believe. There could be more things in there, but I doubt it.
Wow. Well, okay, lots more to get to. Mayor Giuliani's with us live from New York. Don't go away. It's Radio Night Live.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it. In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island, run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I ended up getting a cold after Thanksgiving. And usually it always goes to my chest. Not even a usually, it just always goes to my chest. And I end up having to go to the doctor. This time I took 9 of the Balance of Nature for 2 days, and it totally cleared up. I was very impressed, because every time I've gotten a cold for the past 5 years, it goes into my chest. And it didn't. It cleared up right away.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have I told you what a great night's sleep you can get by sleeping on a MyPillow? It's really true. It's changed my life for a number of years now. And ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. I don't have to fold my pillows in half and stack them up on top of each other and do all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because MyPillow will conform to the shape that I want it to, and it'll stay cool all night and keep that shape and come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Is your pillow warranted for 10 years? I didn't think so. Well, right now, if you call MyPillow and you use my promo code, you're going to get the best offer that's ever been granted on radio or television. $69.98, that's $34.99 per pillow. That's all it costs. $69.98, two premiums, $34.99 each. Never seen this offer before. He called the show just to tell us what it was. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Again, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC, or online at MyPillow.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about it for the longest time. The market goes up, the market goes down, the economy kind of wiggles around. Yes, we're doing better. Yes, it's pretty good days that we're in. But did you know that if something took a turn for the worse, that right now it is legal in this country, right this very second, for the government to reach into your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts, saving accounts, checking accounts, etc., and take money out and leave it instead an IOU? That's called the bail-in. Get the facts by reading about the coming bail-in when you call and get a free copy of the Landmark Capital's exclusive white paper on the coming bail-in. See how all this was set up to manage the out-of-control national debt? Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, they can't touch your precious metals, and you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today, 844-604-2575. And welcome back to Radio Night Live. So glad to have you with us. Still to come in hour number two, we have got the Ladies Lounge tonight. Kristen B. Tate will be with us, and we are going to break down the presidential debate, the strengths, the weaknesses, the highs, the lows, and what difference it makes now on the campaign trail. Will it make any difference? Kristen, of course, an author. It's very successful. She's a columnist for The Hill newspaper, but she also is a Novak Media Fellow, which means she's got a thing or two in her knowledge base about the media and how they're responding to all this. Mayor Giuliani is my current guest. Mayor, let me switch gears to the presidential race for a second. The president has a closing argument to make to the American people, and I think as much as he may want to pivot to this full bore and really go at him, I think that some undecided independents still need to be reminded about what a good economy they've got and some other things. If you were advising the president, what would you encourage him to keep his focus on?
Oh, I think it's easy. There's no reason not to. There's no special strategy. I think the president has to do. I think he. he has to do three things, and he's going to do it. He should remind the people of the record that he has. I mean, any incumbent runs on their record. That should, and I ran as an incumbent mayor.
Sure.
And I said to people, these are the promises I made. I kept most of them. The ones that I haven't kept, I'm going to keep now. You've got to give me a little more time for it. And then you try to point out what you're going to do in the future, which he has done. You know, he's going to lower taxes some more. He has an extraordinary record even after the pandemic. I mean, his economic record before the pandemic was historic. We had the best economy we ever had. And it particularly helped poor people, particularly African Americans, Hispanics, which is why he's getting such a high vote for Republicans in those communities. He's the first guy to ever do anything for it.
Yeah.
Every Democrat double-crossed. Then the pandemic set us back, no question about it. What's really remarkable is, against every prediction to the contrary, the economy is coming back like 10 times faster than they predicted. I mean, he's in the middle of a growth now. And to interrupt that with a guy who's working with half a brain and is a crook would be ridiculous. It'd be absolutely ridiculous. And on the economy, the American people by a lot trust him. And they
no
should.
Doubt.
I mean, Joe can't even count anymore. I mean, the guy gets the numbers all screwed up. He can't say the Pledge of Allegiance. He can't count. I mean, that's why if you're talking about debate advice, I think what you heard publicly is the private advice, which is let him talk. Joe talk. Let's see if Joe can go for more than 2 minutes and stay on the same subject.
Well, and I thought that was the only downfall to the president's first debate appearance. I think he was so quick to get on Joe's case sometimes that if he had just given him another breath and a half, Joe would have fallen off the cliff all on his own. And I don't want to see the president rescue Joe Biden from Joe Biden.
I think, look, the president is just a very straight guy. You know, he goes right at the point. And when he heard the lies that Joe was telling, that's why he interrupted. When I asked him, why did you interrupt that? I couldn't stand it. I couldn't stand all the lies he was telling. And I respect that. I understand that. But I think this time he'll be more, let's say, more tactical in the way he does it. But he will get out his record, what he wants to do for the future. And he'll point out, because there has been an iron curtain and not everybody knows the facts, he will point out what a big criminal Joe Biden is.
Well, I think he's doing the nation a public service in doing so, because you're talking about a 99% blackout. I mean, when Twitter and Facebook took the actions they did, Mayor, does that prove as enough evidence that they need to be broken up or regulated in some way?
I believe so, but this election is going to be about that.
Yeah.
If you elect Biden, it's going to stay that way and get worse. I mean, they own him and he owns them. I mean, they're in bed together. If you elect Trump, he'll be Teddy Roosevelt. Like Teddy Roosevelt was with the trust at the beginning of the 20th century, that'll be Donald Trump. He's got the same kind of spirit Teddy Roosevelt had. Doesn't
he
give a damn.
Does.
Just cares about the people. And that's why they hate him so much. They hate him because he's the first guy to go in their face. Who would have the courage to tell big tech, the big businesses, go to hell? You're not gonna do this. What they are tied in very, very closely with China, because they all make so much money in China. And they're about greed. They're not about American patriotism. They lost whatever sense of patriotism in the first, screwed up deal they did. And China is this gigantic market that has them seeing, billions.
Yeah.
So we become our interest, like the little people of America, the deplorables. We become irrelevant. And they tell us that. When Biden said, I'm not going to tell you my position on court packing because you don't deserve to know it. Don't deserve to know it. I think that was a psychological slip that indicates the attitude that these Democrats have, and certainly not all Democrats. It's the crooks that now control the party. The attitude they have, it's the same attitude Hillary had. You know, we're deplorables. I think the Democratic Party, the best thing that can happen to them is everybody vote Republican. And they'll straighten themselves out. They'll get rid of these crooks. And they'll bring in the good people that I used to work with when I was mayor. Gosh, the city is mostly Democrat. The city council had 45 Democrats and 6 Republicans. I didn't get anything done without working with Democrats.
Sure.
We didn't hate each other. We disagreed with each other. And now they hate.
Well, Mayor, I don't know to what degree that people are going to welcome this, but we've been doing some polling, and it appears, at least in the realms that we're able to reach with what we've been doing, that maybe upwards of 10% of registered Democrats are going to vote for the president. And if that is in fact the case, it is going to be a landslide like few have predicted, especially when you consider that he's polling in the low 20s with African-Americans and in upper 30s with Latinos. He's going to have a different coalition than we've ever seen as a Republican administration before. And I think it's about
a good
time.
Thing, you know, it's really a good thing. It's all turned around since I was, you know, when I was a kid, I was a Democrat. My mother was a Republican. My father was a Democrat. And I loved John Kennedy. And I always thought of the Democratic Party as the party of the poor.
But John Kennedy would not be welcomed in the AOC party of today. Not by a long shot.
Come on. He was a hardliner. I mean, yeah. he wanted to go to war against the communists. He thought of communism as godless treachery. Even if he mentioned God, he wouldn't be welcome. I mean, the guy was a Catholic. He wouldn't be able to get on the Supreme Court if they had their way.
That's well said. Mayor, I always appreciate your time. Thank you for giving us some insight on the laptop and the election, and we'll talk again soon.
Always appreciate it, too. Thank you.
God bless. Yeah. It's Rudy Giuliani with Kevin McCullough. Stay with us.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Shopping for an engagement ring can be very stressful. You want a unique ring at a great price. The big jewelry stores try to sell you what they have in stock. Others try to upsell you till it's way over your budget. Disappointment inevitably sets in and you end up settling for a ring that you're not totally satisfied with. Friends, that's why I urge every one of you, my friends, my listeners, even my family, to visit Lord's Diamonds and see my very good friend Anu. You see, Anu is different. She takes great pride in working with her client's budget, finding the right diamond, and creating a unique engagement ring that the bride cherishes forever. There is no comparison. Honesty, integrity, good Christian values. This is what Anu and Lord's Diamonds are all about. It's the height of wedding and engagement season. Don't settle. Buy a ring everyone will admire. And if you mention Kevin McCullough, you're going to get an additional $500 off the price of wedding bands. To set up an appointment, call 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500. Or online at Lord's Diamonds.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm very, very athletic. I play ice hockey 2 or 3 days a week. You know, I'm in good shape for my age. You know, I keep up with the young kids, but, you know, I get tired, muscles get sore, I'm achy. So I noticed just by taking this product for a month, I'm not as tired as I used to be or fatigued. Muscles feel good. I feel like my stamina is better than it was. I just feel better than I did, and I wasn't really complaining before.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab. Available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island, run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
Welcome back. Radio Night Live for a busy Saturday night. Glad you're with us. The president just stepping, you know, onto the stage and talking to more of his supporters in various states today. It was interesting to see the headlines earlier today. And if you're watching the polls in amongst black voters this week, the president's approval rating has skyrocketed. In the daily tracking with Rasmussen, he went from 26% approval in the black community to over 46% approval in a span of about 4 days. Don't really know what that is attributable to. Maybe it was the debate. Maybe it was the fact that he talked so clearly about what he's done by way of the First Step Act and some of that other stuff. But anyway, we've got 10 days until the election. We are counting them down. If you want to get my maps and my thoughts and my predictions, I'm posting them all on social media, on Twitter. That's at KMC Radio, at KMC Radio on Instagram, at KMC Radio on Parler. And if you are a Facebook user, facebook.com/KMC01. I don't know why I did that. I guess it wasn't available or something. But anyway, at KMC, KMC01 on Facebook. Otherwise, the other ones are all at KMC Radio. Now, I want to I want to talk kind of candidly about something here for a second. This week, I got some news in the professional arena that I didn't like getting. And we've all had those moments where somebody says, guess what? Your job's changing. Something you're doing is different. The diagnosis is not as we had hoped. I'm done and I'm leaving. We've all heard a variety of those types of words in different ways, shape, fashion, or form. And I was reminded of something in the midst of it. I was reminded of something that I am really grateful for, and that is that you are the reason that I'm here. You, those of you listening and watching tonight, the good work that you do. When we are helping, for example, set free 192 women and children enslaved in Sudan by slave masters that were not held accountable after the Sudanese Civil War, and when our CSI operations are setting them free. Friends, we now have the potential for this year to liberate 192. We've got that many negotiations going on for liberations of actual slaves. Thus far, 157 also have been given the bag of hope and are ready to start their lives over. That means we have 35 left to rescue this year. And I'm hoping that you will do that at 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. But I thought, you know what? I need to do this more often. I need to take a second to thank those of you that gave. And so, for instance, last week when we spoke about it, there were six of you that called in. Dave from Oregon City, Kathy from Portland, Oregon, Jeff from Linden, Washington, Roger from Louisville, Kentucky, Shelby from Louisville, Kentucky, and Diane from Princeton, West Virginia. You all stepped up and you said, I want to help liberate slaves. And friends, because you did, we got that 157th across the finish line. We have 35 human lives left to save that we know that we can before Christmas of this year. It's just going to be imperative that you help us. 888-342-1010. My family and I are doing this personally. I never ask you to do something I don't do myself. In fact, we're hoping to liberate a total of 8 lives. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Please go and do what you can. Coming right back.